What's up, everybody? This is the 20 Minute Morning Show. This is your brother, BJ Murphy. Today is Monday, February 28th. Welcome to another week of news and activity going on all around the world and in the black community. We're going to talk about the NFL's gay agenda. We're going to talk about the one-year anniversary of our dear brother, Trayvon Martin. We'll talk about the smartphones and Wendy Williams. We're going to address what's going on with her. But let's start off with the NFL, because this is something that's sneaking behind the scenes, and a lot of people don't know nothing about what I'm about to tell you. About the NFL running a new campaign to support the Trevor Project to prevent suicide among the LGBTQ youth. Of course, you know, there's a rise in suicide among our youth, and we definitely don't want our young people feeling like nobody cares about them and them jumping off a building or taking an overdose of drugs. We don't want you to lose your life because you're gay. The new ad they're running is saying football is gay, football is lesbian, football is queer, football is transgender, and football is bisexual. They want more NFL players to come out as gay, is the agenda. Now, you remember last year, I think his name was Carl Nesbitt, he came out as gay. First NFL player to be openly gay. All right, they tried it with the other brother. Didn't work out. He had a white boyfriend, and they tried to shove it down everybody's throat, and everybody rejected it. But here's the thing. The NFL is 70% black men, right? We don't even have black coaches to represent black men. We don't have NFL owners to represent the black male population. But they want the gay agenda inserted into the NFL, which is the heart of black male bravado. Bust it up, soften it up, and we want the queer players to come out front and represent the league. I told you that the powers that be want to make the black man feminine. And you say, well, why, brother BJ? Because of the hegemony for power. See, if the black man is gay, if the black man is effeminate, if the black man is feminized, see, there can only be one man. You know how they call the white man the man, right? There can only be one man, and everybody else got to be a female, including us, the black man. They want us to be feminine because they don't want us to ever challenge them for the real power of freedom and liberation in this country. If you notice that every black person of note has a white wife, or you got a white husband, or if you gay, your significant other is white. Why is that? Why isn't a black family promoted in television commercials that you see? It's all we always paired now. It's not a black family. It's a mixed interracial family. Nothing wrong with that. You can fall in love with whoever you want to, but I'm telling you, it's an agenda. Every commercial is interracial. Every commercial got a white man and a black and a white woman and a white woman and another. You know, come on, man. Everybody's in on this but us. Everybody is in on this but us. We don't see it. We want to be inserted in American society. And they're saying, come on, we got something for you. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad said that integration was a hypocritical trick to make you think that your 400-year-old enemy had all of a sudden become your friend. How? When I look at these commercials, I say, man, look at the hate they have for the black community. They don't even want to promote black families on television in these commercials. That's hate right there to me. Then they want to shoot you up with the vaccine, but they don't want to give you health care. You know what I'm saying? Come on, brothers and sisters. I mean, you got to open your damn eyes. What's being surreptitiously placed in our laps right before your eyes, they're turning us against where we need to be going. So if the NFL is 70% black and you're trying to promote the gay, why? Why has football got anything to do with being gay, the gay agenda, right? The only thing you could think of is they want that black man to be gay, you to be comfortable accepting an alternative lifestyle. If you agree or you disagree with me, that's okay. You can have your opinion. This is an opinionated podcast. That's what we do on the 20-Minute Morning Show. You know, we don't want anybody to be all ruffled, get the feathers ruffled and everything, because, you know, I don't hate gay people. I have nothing against gay people. I just disagree with the lifestyle. But if you ask any gay person that knows me, they never feel threatened. I mean, I would protect a gay person if I was somewhere and I saw them being abused or being mistreated. I would stand up for them because it's a human being, right? I just may not agree, you know, the alternative lifestyle, but that doesn't mean I hate anything. See, we got to get to another kind of conversation. Just because I disagree with you don't mean I hate you. It's just like with black people wanting to be free and could own and control where we live. That doesn't have anything to do with hating white people. That's self-respect. We should be owning our own communities. We should have our own economic development going. We at the bottom of the barrel. How in the hell do you care so much, black people, about what white people think about you? That's sick. You sick. I'm sick. We sick. And we need to wake up quick. So this is the agenda. So as they're going to, you know, move this into the agenda this upcoming football season, it's going to make some people upset. Of course, the traditionalists, they're going to be very, very upset. The NFL's not going to just put it in people's face. They're going to slowly, craftily move it into the mainstream. And so they're testing. Next is the NBA. Now, I told somebody, I said, when you see the first transgender quarterback in the NFL, that's when you know, well, Brother BJ was right. That's coming, y'all. You're going to have a brother with makeup on and braids playing for the Pittsburgh Steelers. And, you know, you're going to say, hey, Brother BJ was right. We just sat back and just watched it happen. And from a spiritual standpoint, we got to go there. Let's go all the way with it. You know, God, he destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah because of these kind of practices. So if this ain't Sodom and Gomorrah, I don't know what is. If America is not Sodom and Gomorrah, it's 100 times worse than what the description was in the Bible. Did you see the commercial the other day for anal condoms? An anal condom? Brothers and sisters, look. This thing is over with, man. You got to decide what side of the fence you want to be on. Whether you gay, straight, you know, whatever, man, you got to choose righteousness. And if we're doing something that is not in harmony with our soul and you know it's incompatible with the will of God, you got to make a decision and then you got to live with your consequences. That's my thing in 2022. Everybody got to live with their consequences. Whatever decision you make, live with it, eat it, go all the way with it. We all going to have to live with our consequences. So that's what's coming. The gay agenda in the NFL. And you heard it here first with Brother BJ right here on the 20-Minute Morning Show. All right, just mark this date. I want to move next to Trayvon Martin, right? 2012, I remember it clearly where I was when we started talking about Trayvon Martin's death due to George Zimmerman. The lives of black men and women who've been killed by white police officers and white vigilantes who felt that they had the right to take our lives into their hands and execute us. It's been 10 years since Trayvon Martin has gone on. Beautiful black brother walking with his hoodie on with some Skittles and some iced tea. And you could say that's where a lot of the activism kind of spawned out of. Wasn't the first time. That time, due to social media, that time it just blew up overnight and we were concerned about it. And guess what? Do you think it's going to get better? In 2022, we still getting killed and getting no justice. Police officers still gunning us down. police officers and white citizens hate black men. Black men and black boys are hated in America. They don't want to see your shadow. You think it's going to get better? It's going to get worse. God wants you to be free of this kind of tyranny. Now, this is the question, man. And this is not for fearful, punctified, cowardly people that are black in America to deal with. And I'm getting sick of seeing these black people trying to get up and represent black pain, and they're cowards because they never say what needs to be said and the way it needs to be said. God wants you to be free of living like a slave, of living in tyranny and living in fear and living in subjugation and living like a little sycophant when white people come around. You shrink and you cower down and you think they are the authorities over your lives. God will not be angry with you if you fight to preserve the life that he gave you. I'm going to say it again. God will not be angry with you if you fight to the death to preserve the life that he gave to you. Nobody has the right to come and take your life like you some ant walking on the street. Just you like a cockroach. They can just snuff your life out in an instant and you not fight back to the death. Either I'm going to die or you're going to die. Why don't we say that on television, Al Sharpton? Why don't we say that, all you civil rights, so-called Negro leaders who are afraid to die on behalf of your people and even protect your own self? The lack of self-respect is sickening to me. And we still look like the victim. Oh, one day we gonna change everything. Come on, brother. Shut up and you go sit down. We don't want to hear no more songs like that. We need to separate. What you mean, Brother BJ? Where we going? You ain't got to leave America. You got to separate from a mentality like that. We could take some of these cities and towns and make them into our own instead of keep living like this. See, this world that we live in has to be put to death. Otherwise, you and your children will continue to suffer living like this. You can't go to the mall if you're black. You profile. Everywhere you go, you're black, and they have so much disdain for you. It's only the laws in America that keep people at bay. If there was no laws on the books that would protect you and white people have a measure of respect for, all hell would break loose around this place. And you can see now that the white people are so angry looking at you. They're driving us out of our cities and towns. You can't afford to rent. You're going to have to move further and further out of the cities that you've been living in, living right downtown. Now you got to move to another suburb and don't even have a bus for you to get back into the city. Come on now. This is orchestrated. This is planned. Everybody's in on the plan except for you because you trust them. I'm sorry. I keep going back there because this is the problem. With us, we just trust white people too much. And I'm not going to stop saying it. In everything that we do, we always bow down. Switching subjects again. Oh, I got to calm down for a minute. Let me take a sip of my tea. I got some ginger, lemon, and honey tea. All right, let me calm down for a minute. Let's switch to Wendy Williams. Wendy Williams is missing her doctor's appointments, and people are worried about Wendy Williams. I had the privilege of meeting Wendy. We worked for Summit Broadcasting when I was working in Baltimore. She was working in New York. We actually met her on two occasions. And Wendy is a diva, and rightly so. I mean, she is a self-made woman. She's bold. She's courageous. She's fearless. I know the people that are responsible to help her get where she is. Excellent training and coaching. She didn't do it by herself, I tell you that. She has some great coaches. Wendy Williams is an anomaly. She lost her show, of course. She's in Florida right now with her son trying to convalesce and get ready. She has some serious health problems. And she has this going back and forth with Wells Fargo to try to get her money. Her attorney and Wendy are trying to get them to give her access to her millions of dollars. This woman was making $15 million a year on her show. Very wealthy. And of course, you know, Sherry Shepherd is now the new host of the show that Wendy Williams created. So they took that away from her. She's going through this health crisis. This health crisis she's been going through since 2018. But one thing that I like that's going on for Wendy is she's looking for this podcasting deal, I heard. And if Joe Rogan can get $100 million, you know Wendy Williams can get up there. Oh, she's probably going to get more than that, no doubt. Trust me, Wendy Williams is going to be straight. She do a show once a week from her bedroom on a podcast. I mean, what else is there to it? You know what I'm saying? You know, this is kind of working out good for Wendy Williams. So, you know, the other thing about Wendy Williams, though, y'all know she's been living on the dark side a long time. When you live on the dark side and you talk about people, you destroy people's lives by creating these scenarios, these rumors, putting people's business out there. Karma comes back to bite you. And I think that's a combination of things that's happening to Wendy Williams. She really caused a lot of havoc in people's lives, telling people's personal business on the radio and just destroying families, relationships, all kinds of stuff. So that has an effect on you. The karma is coming back to Wendy Williams. She's probably reflecting on that as she's sitting in her wheelchair. Wendy Williams is being rolled around in a wheelchair with all her millions. She doesn't have a husband. You know, family all in tatters, you know, everything at the, you know, to get fame and fortune at the expense of others, there is a price that you have to pay, and she's paying it. At least that's why I think. I mean, you know, all of us believe in karma. The scripture says, do unto others as you would have them do unto you, right? And as thou hast done, so shall it be done unto you. And everybody going to have to pay. Like I said, the consequences. Everybody has to live with their consequences. If that's how you want to make money, by talking about people and, you know, putting them down and putting them in situations where they may lose family and marriages and money and careers and stuff, by you putting out these vicious rumors, then you have to live with your consequences. That's what's going on right now for my sister Wendy Williams, which I hope she will get better. I hope she's learning a lesson and reflecting on some of the things that she's done in the past. And all of us got to pay unless we repent. And what is repentance? It is we vow to turn away from a behavior that is incompatible with the will of God. Look, I'm not a preacher, y'all. I'm just a regular brother. I believe certain things. And, you know, I want to talk about it one day on one of my other episodes this week. I wrote about this, about what some people may think about how I come across on the radio and how I come across on the podcast. But one thing I know for sure, man, if you can't be yourself, what's the use of living? If you can't say what you want to say and be a free black man while we're living, I was born free. I was the only sperm that penetrated the egg. I got the right to say whatever the hell that I want to say. And you do too. Thank y'all for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show. Of course, we're going to put out some more episodes this week. I want to talk about Damon Dash, how much he inspires me when he talks about being free. I want to play some cuts from Damon Dash this week. And you know, he just recently started this new football league that is an alternative to the NFL. I want you to hear him talk about ownership. And that's where we got to go, y'all. Thank y'all for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show. Peace. And also, let me tell you what our sponsor says, low-cost airlines. Low-cost airlines wants you to get out of town, right? Low-cost airlines is your source for deep discount airline tickets. If you're planning on going on a trip, they're practically giving away airline seats right now. So you got to do this right now. Call 802-341-4542. 802-341-4542. Normally, low-cost airlines gives you like a 70% discount, but they give an even deeper discounts. All right? So now everybody's planning their trip. So do it now. Do it today. 802-341-4542. Call low-cost airlines. Tell them Brother BJ sent you. All right? Peace, y'all.